When a ladybug lands on me, or when I find a four-leaf clover, it happens. I am perfectly happy to accept the augury of good luck. But once, when I broke a mirror, accidentally and spectacularly, I was unwilling to accept the supposedly implacable 7 years of misfortune. I am, in other words, superstitious when superstition appears to be working in my favor, but icily rational when the superstition does not bode well. In fact, I go well beyond icy rationality because I have made it my practice to always interpret omens favorably. In other words, whenever some numinous, seemingly ill-starred event transpires, I instantly interpret it as wonderful tidings for me, creating, as it were, my own personal superstition. The broken mirror, for example, happened during a major transition in my life, a move from one state to another, from a small mountain town to San Francisco's Tenderloin District. So clearly, my self-image, my reflection, if you will, was also in transition, and the broken mirror afforded me the wonderful opportunity to renew my self-image by replacing the mirror. A few months later, I did just that, and by that ritual act, I cleared the way for a new, shinier self to emerge. It has been nearly 7 years since I broke that mirror, and I am happy to report that my luck in that period has been superb, including free travel, large unexpected checks, and a really wonderful evening in Milwaukee. And, yes, my self is expanded too, and become shinier. Really, it has been one of the most positively transformational periods of my life. This, of course, proves that I am right, and that you too should always interpret omens favorably. Actually, considered properly, it would have been unfortunate had the mirror not broken. Golly, I'm sure glad it did. Oh, I suppose I'm flirting with, you know, the crazy, when I restructure cultural conditioning so freely. But really, what's the alternative? We naked apes are born into this demon-haunted world like dry sponges dropped into soup. We soak up the mores of our tribe, which nearly always include a long list of magical aphorisms that render palatable the inscrutabilities of fortune. Only later, when some of us begin to think for ourselves, do we have the luxury of mediating our relationship to this slumgullion of lies and silly half-truths. Taking advantage of the resulting insights is one of the few indisputable advantages of aging. It would be easy to walk the way of the skeptic and dismiss all superstition as worthless. But why throw the bathwater out with a baby? After all, I might want a bath someday. And the fact is, harbingers of good fortune always at least cheer me up. The trick is to find a way to have nothing but good luck, nothing but good omens, to always interpret omens favorably. And that is a trick I have nearly mastered. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.